The federal government this afternoon has granted additional limited protection from prosecution to journalists as media companies continue to pressure the government on media freedom after police raids on the ABC and a News Corp journalist earlier this year. The raids left open the possibility that journalists in the matter could be prosecuted, while the ever-expanding body of security laws in Australia has also fuelled concerns that the ability to hold power to account was being curtailed. So today the Attorney-General Christian Porter has issued a new direction. Our reporter in Canberra, Andrew Green, has the details. Andrew, is this a blanket protection or something less?
It's certainly not a blanket or ultimate protection for journalists, but it's a signal from the Attorney General that the government would be very reluctant to pursue members of the media who happen to fall foul of Australia's complex secrecy laws. What he's essentially done is expanded the number of crimes where he would have to be the determining authority as to whether prosecutions proceed against members of the media who expose national secrets.
So in some cases, it still would not necessarily require the Attorney General's approval?
It's certainly expanding the number of crimes. Already these protections exist in the ASIO Act and sections of the Crimes Act. He's added also sections of the Criminal Code and the Defence Act. And these were the bits of legislation that prompted police to raid the home of a News Corp reporter earlier this year, as well as the ABC's Ultimo headquarters.
And what about whistleblowers, Andrew? Any further protections for them?
Certainly not what we can read of the change that's been published today on the Government Gazette. It says that it only applies to a person who's a journalist and the facts constituting the alleged offence relate to that person's work as a professional journalist. So this is limited protection, as we say, and it will apply perhaps to the cases we've mentioned of News Corp and the ABC, because those journalists are currently facing the prospect of charges. What the Attorney General is signalling is that no prosecution will proceed without his written formal approval.
Still leaves the way open, doesn't it? So will media companies be satisfied about this?
I imagine that they will be happy on the one hand that their concerns have been listened to, but if we go to the words of Christian Porter, he's put a statement out today which says that he's always indicated he'd be seriously disinclined to approve prosecutions of journalists, except in the most exceptional circumstances. I think it's fair to say the government felt a lot of heat from media companies and also internationally a lot of criticism following those scenes of police raids against the media. And I think this is, as I say, a signal to the Fourth Estate, to media companies, that the government would be very reluctant to prosecute journalists.
Well, I'm sure there's still more conversation to go with the media companies on that. Thanks, Andrew. Andrew Green is our political reporter in Canberra.